Go right to the Revolution Hotline. Talk to new Arkansas State University defensive coordinator and an old friend of the zone, John Thompson. Coach, good morning.
How you doing?
Hey, good to have you back in the zone. Congratulations, and we're certainly happy to have you back in the state of Arkansas.
Man, thank you. Happy to be back. When they told me I was going to be on with you guys, I got a little nervous about it, though.
Yeah.
I had some flashbacks. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
But
right.
No, it is. It is. It's great to be back. Great to be home. And I think it's a great opportunity. And this is going to be a great place right here with what's gone on the last few years, and now getting Gus Malzahn here. And I'm just really happy to be here.
How well did you know him, and how did this come about?
Well, we knew each other when I was in Fayetteville the last time. I guess 2001, we got to know each other a little bit. Our wives actually worked together some with FCA, and Gus and I did some things with FCA when we were up there, and we just kind of kept up a little bit, touch base every now and then, a little text here and there on a game, but it wasn't obviously a set up deal because they had a guy leave before I got the job. But after Keith Patterson left, he had been here. He left and called me and asked me if I'd be interested, and we talked it out for a few days, and evidently he put aside all the bad things that he heard, and he still hired me. So it worked out.
Pat and I were talking earlier about the unique nature of your last opportunity at Georgia State and the chance to build a program from really nothing. Can you talk about that process for you and what you learned, maybe going through that a little bit?
Well, it was really interesting. It was a cool thing to do. I mean, we actually started, I mean, we didn't have a football, did not have a player, nothing, and ended up playing two seasons. And it was very educating. It makes you research everything you do. You go back and you kind of reinvent yourself almost. But working with Bill Curry, obviously, who is a legendary coach in Alabama and Kentucky and played with Bart Starr and Johnny Unitas, I mean, just a wonderful person, and being with him was probably the best thing, and being in Atlanta was obviously different, but building the program from scratch and seeing those guys coming now, you know, they're going to keep getting better. Now, they're just playing this year with juniors. You know, they got a few transfers in there, but, well, first year was nothing but freshmen, and the biggest difference there probably was you just have no leadership. There's nobody to show them what to do, and so the coaches had to do that, so I think I grew as a coach, and hopefully I can be better, you know, now because of that, and I'm looking forward to that.
ASU defensive coordinator John Thompson joining us in the zone. Of course, when you're talking about Gus Malzahn and the offense he's going to bring, it's going to get the lion's share of the attention, and people would say, well, that's great for a defensive coordinator. You know, you get a team that's going to score a lot of points, which is true. It also means your defense may spend a lot of time on the field because he typically has some quick scoring drives. What kinds of upside and downside do you see to doing the defensive side of the ball with a Gus Malzahn offense?
Well, I don't think there's any question that Gus Malzahn knows what he's doing on offense. I mean, and he's had as big of impact as any offensive guy in the country. I mean, years ago, they were saying, well, with this offense work in college. Well, I think he's absolutely proven that it not only works in college, but he's really changed the game. And the game, in my opinion, has really, you know, changed in the way that it's played. It's so fast now. Personnel is so fast. I'm not talking about just running, but people on and off the field. And you can't just line up and get in one or two defenses. You got to be able to line up and match speed and have matchups and be ready for that. I mean, you may be back on the field very fast, but as long as they're scoring points, it's a lot easier to play defense if your offense is scoring points. You know, if they're not scoring points, then it's a one-score game or a one-play game.
Right.
So, you just can't get caught up in all that. The game is definitely changed. I think, you know, that you look at every league across the country, there's all kinds of spread offenses in it, and you better be a spread defense, but you got to be physical. You got to knock them around up front before you have a chance and stop the run before you have a chance, just like you always have. But you better have some dudes out there that can run and cover and also run and hit that quarterback.
Coach, I know you've been extremely busy over the last couple of years, but how familiar were you with Arkansas State and their players when you took the job?
Well, probably a little more so than normal because obviously Hugh Freeze and I are real good friends, and I knew the 2 years that he was here, and then Dave Womack and I are good friends and stayed in contact with those guys. But I tell you what, now I got here, I checked out of Georgia State yesterday morning, and I got here for a 4 o'clock team meeting, and got to see our players for the first time, and I was blown away. This is a very, very good looking football team. And then we had our 6 o'clock workout this morning, and we've got some athletes. We got some tall guys. We got some fast guys, and I haven't seen them play football yet. I watched tape last night in the office, and unfortunately, most of the defense is not here right now or didn't play last year. They lost a lot on defense, but it's I was really thrown back about really how athletic and how talented this team looks just on the hoof. Really impressed.
We talked about building a program from the ground up, and this is a program that certainly has done itself a lot of good, and you mentioned Coach Freeze and certainly did a great job setting the table for you guys. But I know Coach Malzahn's vision is much greater than what they've achieved, even considering the great success last year. What do you see as far as the keys or the things that you guys really have to do to make this a national program like Coach Malzahn's talked about?
Well, I don't think there's any question that you take this and people – I'm not sure that they really grasp how good this place can be. I'm not sure I grasp it until, and I'm still doing it every minute now, but until I saw it yesterday afternoon, I thought, wow, these are a lot better players than I thought. Well, people need to come see us play, and then the recruiting job, and I don't think you can forget Steve Roberts either, the right. Laying the foundation for a lot of years in administration, but they've done a great job here in developing players, and I think, I'm really lucky to be here at the right time. This thing can really explode, but you got to win, obviously, and continue to win. Okay, got everybody's attention last year with 10 wins, but we got to come back again this year and really win and keep getting the premier player. There's a lot of players on our team right now that Arkansas State beat a lot of high-profile programs, and I think people would really be surprised at that. I mean, I'm talking about SEC and Big 12-type programs that chose to come to Arkansas State instead of those conferences.
So what's the goal now? I mean, what's job one? What are you doing as far as settling in? And I mean, you've been through the process before as far as joining a program. I mean, what kinds of things do you do? I mean, you get in your office. I mean, you settle it in. You get in a house. I mean, what kinds of things do you have to go through when you
picks out new wallpaper, new rugs, right?
Well, my family will be here in a couple of weeks. I'm kind of here by myself, and I have no idea where I will spend the night tonight. But that'll be okay. I'll be somewhere. But it's getting to know the staff, being around the players. We're having meetings right now, running through the playbook. We watched all the personnel last night. We talked about all the personnel last night. We'll continue to do that throughout the day, and we'll talk and work on that tonight. Look at our installation, how these players fit with what we want to do on defense, and try to match it up a little bit instead of trying to just hammer say, instead of coming in and say, hey, this is exactly what we are. I got a much better idea right now than I did 24 hours ago since I've seen our players about really what direction we need to head on defense. But and it's fun. I mean, because you don't know what's coming around the corner. You don't know where you're parking. You don't know where you're staying. You don't know where your clothes are. But that's an exciting thing, man. It's an exciting thing. I came here.
You sound like a college kid that's just getting back on like one of those freshmen.
Coach,
Pat. Well, okay, I'm reliving.
Coach, hey, when you were in college, you woke up and didn't know where your clothes were half the time, too. I mean, we've all been through that process.
It's
part of the fun. Well,
there.
Okay, maybe just for us. I don't want to drag you down into our personal hell, but we had some moments, you know.
Yeah, I understand. Well, that's just the way it is. I mean, this thing happens so fast, and, you leave a place. I hated that. It was not enjoyable to do that. I didn't want to leave. But you come here, man, you jump in with both feet. You get your hands dirty. You get going. You just jump in and try to not mess things up. But I'm here for a purpose. Let's try to get better. We got to get better the rest of the day. And that's all I'm going to do is try to get this defense better help these coaches, and they're helping, and so many people here are helping me, and, you know, just rock and roll, man.
I would think your family's got to be thrilled about the opportunity. What was their reaction when you said, hey, we're moving to Jonesboro?
Well, our boys kind of said, what are we doing, or is this, we're doing this again? So, and they're in the 10th and 8th grade, and Okay. Obviously they have really accepted it. My wife has been absolutely wonderful about it. They're back in Atlanta, getting everything packed there, and they're coming here. My job is to, you know, to find a house and to find a school and do those things, and I got to try to do that sometime.
Where's your wife from?
She's from Birmingham. So it's, but her family, her father lives in Baton Rouge, so that's a long way away anyway. But getting back here close to my family, my mom and sister and brother-in-law are here, so that's it's good. But hey, being back in Northeast Arkansas is pretty fun.
Right. Yeah. We need to do a documentary sometime on coaches' wives and what they go through. I mean, I could just see them back there packing up the stuff and, you know, and going through it. I mean, but listen, that's part of it. And whether or not you're out on the road recruiting or whether it's being at home while you're late, you know, watching tape or whatever it is, I mean, a coach's wife never gets the credit they deserve. And they do get a lot of credit, I think. But I think it just, you think about stuff like this, especially with moves, it's just such a crazy thing.
And there's no question. She's back at home and doing things that obviously I've never thought of.
Mm-hmm.
All the things with the schools, with medical, with insurance, with all that stuff that she has to do every time. And we kind of trade it off. We've had a couple of experiences at this. I do everything here. She does everything there. She packed me up, and I would have to roll the window down in my car to get oxygen because it was packed so to the gills and just... So I'm here. I'm hopefully stay here for a long, long time, and they'll be here in a couple of weeks. But there really is. It's a, you know, you eighth grader and a 10th grader. It's going to be a challenge for those guys. But hey, it'll be a great challenge. It's a great place to live up here, and it's going to be a real good. It's going to be good for everybody.
You got players at the house. I mean, are they football guys, or do they play something else? What's the deal on
one
that?
One of them is a player. The eighth grader is a player. The 10th grader, he may be a player. he's more into acting and getting in front of the camera and behind the camera and film and doing that stuff. So he's got his niche, and the other guy's he's a hard-headed ball player.
All right, I like it. Well, that's good. Just like Dad. I've seen you on the sideline working a coach. You're a fun guy to watch get after it. So. We wish you lots of luck, and we look forward to fall up there. I think it's going to be exciting times, and I think ASU is probably going to get more attention than maybe it's ever gotten before from the average fan in Central Arkansas. I think it's good stuff for you guys right now.
Well, I do, too. I think it's the perfect time. And you know what? I think we deserve it, and we'll earn it, too. They've deserved it for what they've done over the past couple of years, but we got to keep earning that, and we do that by winning and come see some good football. I mean, some talented players and keep winning. Maybe we keep going to bowl games, and good things going to happen up here, no question about it.
Good deal. Coach, thanks so much. We'll catch up with you again soon.
Hey, good talking to you guys. Appreciate it.